for Andy from OMD.
I saw, hi.
Hi there.
Hello.
Hello.
The show at Great Woods, June 7th, and I'd like to know, where do you learn to dance? I think it is so adorable.
Really boring, so I thought, well, I think it's great, and I can dance to it, so I started it, and now it's just, that's the way I dance on stage. It's not good for me, I might add. Don't try and emulate it. I mean, when I go on stage, I am strapped from knee to toe. I have ankle straps and shit and straps to stop me getting shin splints and knee bandages and everything. Underneath those faded jeans, I'm a mess.
So what are you doing out there?
Well, you'd have to see the show to know. But I'm glad you enjoyed
the show. I've seen it. I actually thought it was a nervous condition, Andy. But,
Oh, well, I can't wait to see it. Maybe after the show. Maybe not.
Let's talk to Holly in Omaha. She's listening to Sweet 98, and she dances just like Andy. Go ahead. You're on with Andy McCluskey.
Hi. I have two questions for you. I was wondering, you talked about touring in Japan before, but I was wondering how touring Europe is different from touring in the United States.
For many years, one of the main differences for us was that the people in Europe knew more of our songs. I mean, we started having hits very early on in Britain and Europe, just after we'd started the band. We were very young. And yet, when we come over to the States for about 5 or 6 years, we're basically just a cult band playing very small places. So we'd be playing large theatres to very responsive audiences. Sort of any song we played, they knew all the album tracks. And we come over here, and only a few people sort of knew the stuff. But as time's gone by, I think that more than any other audience in the world, American audiences, when they like you, they really let you know it. I mean, yesterday at the Rose Bowl was a classic example. Once you've got the audience on your side, it's, you know, I stopped in the middle of a song yesterday because there were 70,000 people jumping up and down, waving their hands in unison from one side of the Rose Bowl to the other. And I stopped singing in locomotion and just started watching them.
Wow, that's incredible.
So that was great.
Yeah.
Holly, you have another question for Andy?
I was also wondering, what's the name of your keyboard player?
Our keyboard player? Well, there's two keyboard players on stage. There's Paul Humphreys, who started the original band with me, and then there's Martin Cooper, who also plays keyboards. I don't know which one you mean. Paul's the blonde one, and Martin's the guy with the dark hair.
Okay, thanks for the call, Holly. Next up is Audrey in Hartford, Connecticut, catching us tonight on Kiss FM. You're on the hit line, Audrey.
Hi.
Hello.
I must say, I've been a fan of yours since you first started, and I just want to know, is it hard for you to write songs, or is it something you enjoy doing?
I think almost more than anything else, perhaps even more than playing on stage, although I do love playing on stage, writing songs is still the most enjoyable thing for me. It's great to walk into a studio in the morning with not a clue what's going to happen, and at the end of the day you've got something on tape which you can listen back to, and you know, sometimes you just think, how did we do that? Mm-hmm. We really like it, but where did it come from? Yeah. I mean, it's a really amazing feeling to generate something that you didn't know you had in you, and that's... And as long as it continues to be that way, and I still do love writing songs, hopefully we won't dry up. We've been waiting for it for 10 years. I mean, Paul and I have actually been writing songs together since we were 16. We're now old men of 28, and we still enjoy writing songs, so hopefully it'll continue.
On that Best of OMD CD we've been talking about, there's a new single that's been, it's not new now, but it's been a hot single across the country for quite a while. Let's play it now. It's called Dreaming on Hitline USA.
Sunday night, I'm Brenda, along with Shadow, and next week, the Jets will be here. But right now, Andy McCluskey, a founding member of Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark, is right here to take your calls.
Got time to squeeze in another one or two. We're going to go to Justin. Got us cranked up on 105.7 KOKZ in Waterloo, Iowa. Go ahead. You're on with Andy McCluskey.
What do you listen to back home?
I must admit, it sounds really pretentious, but when I'm at home, all I ever seem to listen to is sort of classical and religious music, chorales and requiems. So I think to spend most of the rest of my life listening and playing sort of popular up-tempo music that I can't stand it when I'm at home. But
yeah.
I mean, as for sort of other bands that I do like, I'm a big, big Smiths fan. I was terribly hurt when they split up. And anything by Roxy Music I'll always listen to, and Eurythmics and Simple Minds, people like that.
Let's squeeze another call in. Rachel's next in Evansville, Indiana, listening to 96 STO.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Very well.
Oh, I'm so excited I finally got on. Do you live here in America, or do you live in England?
Mostly I live out of a large grey suitcase, but I call England home. I mean, a little suburb of Liverpool is where I grew up, and I got a house, and I like it there. I think it's just, you know, it's home, but since I spend 8 or 9 months of the year away from there, I think I'd get really bored if I spent all my time there. I'd sort of vegetate a bit, but what I do call home is a little sandstone cottage in Liverpool.
Thanks for the call, Rachel. Back a couple of years ago, OMD had a major hit here in the U.S. Here's If You Leave on Hitline USA.